And we're back with the second half of our early 80s rock show. I'm Anthony.
And I'm Adrian. Anthony was telling us earlier that there was a lot of music that was amazing in the early 80s. My question to him is, how come you're not playing any of it?
Wow. My response to that is Rush's Tom Sawyer, coming up next.
A Monday warrior, mean, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean. We'll be right back.
get so down that you can't get up. And you want so much, but you're all out of luck. When you're so downhearted and misunderstood, just over and over and over you burn. Oh. Accrochez moi, attends les. Accrochez-toi, attends les. Quand tu vois ton bateau partir, quand tu sens ton cœur se briser, accrochez-toi.
We're back. That was ELO with Hold On Tight. Prior to that, we heard Journey, Any Way You Want It, and kicked it off with Rush's Tom Sawyer.
You know, I made fun of Anthony a little bit earlier about not picking the greatest songs from the early 80s, but this show, one of our points of pride is that we don't play the same music as everybody else, at least not most of the time. And I have to say it was a little bit unfair of me saying, hey, why didn't you play the best music when, I mean, obviously, if we did, you'd hear the same stuff that you could hear every time you watch a commercial or a political rally or something. So, yeah, a little bit unfair of me. I apologize, Anthony.
That's okay. This is a very generic show for us, absolutely. But, you know, this is early 80s rock is the theme, and these were the songs that were being played in that era.
It's good stuff. I really like it.
It is.
When we come back, maybe you can tell us the story about the Crazy Horse.
You know what? I don't even have to wait. I can tell you about that right now. That's kind of funny. So, yeah, I grew up in Halifax, Nova Scotia. So we had three what were known as cabarets down there. Cabarets, at least in the definition of growing up there, meant a concert hall that could, you know, hold maybe about 2,000 people. So a lot of the early 80s acts, you know, like Red Rider, Doug and the Slugs, Lee Aaron, some of the later 80s too, like Colin James, David Wilcox, they all used to play these cabarets, as we called them. So I've always found it interesting when I traveled to other parts of North America and find out that cabaret had a bit of a different connotation.
That's right. It's an adult establishment.
Yeah. Whereas for me, it was always, you know, kind of a concert hall where you would see good acts that couldn't sell out 10,000 seat arenas.
One of the funnier parts of the story is that one of the three big ones was called Crazy Horse. And
yep.
Crazy Horse is the name of a very, very famous adult establishment in Paris, France. You know, same reputation as the Moulin Rouge, you know. You have to think about the bands that were coming in, knowing that they're going to come to play at a cabaret called Crazy Horse, what they must have been thinking.
Cool. So that's the end for this segment. We'll be back after this.